Well, Jason ruined a segment yesterday of Katie's. Only him, not me.
We both had something to do with it.
No, I definitely had something to do with it. She was sharing a bucket list item, and it got a little hijacked for both of us.
A little hijacked, and or 150% hijacked, and I just sat here and listened to y'all.
Well, and then
you were all defensive.
No, I wasn't.
Well, and I was.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
I wasn't.
Big time.
At one point, I just resigned, and you didn't even know it.
Big time defense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw when you resigned.
Do you?
I saw the light go out of your eyes.
Yeah, it got sucked out real fast.
Oh, her soul just died.
Uh-huh.
And the best part was
left the room.
The whole reason for the resignation, Jason still misses.
No, he still doesn't get it.
He still doesn't understand.
100% does not understand why. Uh huh.
Yeah, and mine, I actually was on topic, but then I said something. I'm like, why did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going to Morocco.
I am. As a bucket list item.
In a year and a half.
About a year, and it's for a women's retreat. I'm sure you guys probably did not hear that. We were talking about it.
We call it a girls' trip. Go ahead.
We do not call it a girls' trip. And if I had been able to explain why it is not a girls' trip, but you would understand it, but I didn't even get to it because you immediately turned to ChatGPT and ran on a part of the conversation that no one saw coming.
Yeah, that's possible, but you did explain it was your retreat group that you were with before, but they're all girls. But go ahead.
It's not the retreat. This is the thing. This is like, I know. No, you go ahead. Stop.
I don't want to. Why would I want to go ahead?
This is the ultimate in narcissistic behavior. It truly, truly is.
And I feel bad for Ben.
Now you are spinning it. Well, interesting that you should say that. Interesting you should say that because in the height of your disrespect and disregard and uninterest in what I was talking about.
I was interested.
No, you weren't. You were interested in hearing what you had to talk about.
You were interested in the stats about how many women cheat on girls' trips.
I was interested in that, too.
No, that was all that you were interested in. In the height, I received a text message from someone that I think is going to blow your mind. Somebody who actually said, and I quote, "I'm very sorry for him."
Oh, that's my wife.
"Please take me with you."
That's my wife.
It was your wife, Carol Goodman.
Oh!
And I didn't get it.
Thought things were going great.
And I didn't get it until we were finished with the segment. And I said, "You are the most patient woman on the face of the planet." And she just hearted it.
Coming from somebody that would never, ever, ever, ever think it's okay for me to go away 10 days
with
the guys.
That's because you too, and you have been very open about it on the program, have some very severe trust issues. And you take what you have going on in your own mind and your own body and your own personal situations, and you project that onto everybody else as if that's what they're going through in their relationship. And it simply isn't true.
Well, I just think...
And it's very unfair.
That's just one polarizing side that you're doing. You're saying, people that can't handle a 10-day trip without their significant other, they're having issues and they're insecure.
That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. I think a lot of people that are secure with the relationship might not really want their significant other going away for 10 days. They'd rather be together for that.
People who are in a healthy spot, people who are actually actively listening to other people and are interested in their lives and what they have going on and are happy for them, listen to what they're doing and are supportive. I got none of that.
I said you be you.
I got none of it.
And I apologize on air because I said something about a city there that I went to that was dirty. And I was like, why did I even say that?
I don't normally know.
I'm like, when you say you're going, I'm like, that's awesome. Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Tangier sucks. I'm like, why did I say that?
I don't know.
Even when I was saying, I was like, why am I saying that?
I don't know.
It just came to my mind because I had like a visceral reaction to when I went to that city. It was like kind of scary to me. But I was like, just leave that part out because I didn't even know where you were going.
Yeah, you didn't.
We didn't get to it.
Because Jason immediately was like, "You're going out of town for 10 days. You're going to cheat on your husband." And I was like, "Thank you
for
that."
You're going to be a whore in Morocco?
And by the way, I told my husband that. He's not happy.
Oh.
I did not say you were going to cheat. I gave you a statistic.
That I didn't ask for. That nobody asked for.
Nobody asked for.
Does everybody ask for a statistic all the time?
Definitely not from you.
As a matter of fact, nobody asks for them ever. And yet you still have them at your fingertips.
I'm a stat guy, but I didn't ask for that one. But I'm a stat guy. But no, well, can I kind of support you on this? And this is just being totally my own opinion.
Sure.
Like I said yesterday, when I dated Stephanie, she went away for 10 days, didn't have a concern in the world.
Also,
hold on.
That was another thing.
No, hold on.
That was another thing.
Well, hold on, but let me finish.
We didn't talk about Stephanie for like months. And then I have a big life announcement about something that we're doing. And then all of a sudden you want to talk about how she went. And I'm like, what
are
we doing here?
Because she's the only other woman I know that went on a 10-day trip by herself.
I just want to tell my story. I don't need
call me being relatable. I'm trying to help you with this one in the sense that
being relatable.
Hold on, let me finish. To 10 days and I didn't feel insecure at all. If it was Anna and she was gone for 10 minutes,
yeah.
I wouldn't like it because I'm backing you up in the sense that I would feel insecure about it because I didn't trust her.
Sure.
Maybe she doesn't mean she had no reason not to trust me, but the trust was broken. We talked about it on the air. I'm not trying to bring all that up, but I didn't trust her. I wouldn't trust her for 2 days away with girls.
But here we go again.
But I'm saying with Stephanie, though, I'm actually backing you up.
She's the only person I know that. Up.
She's the only human being I know that's been on a 10-day vacation without
you
a partner.
You have told me personally, Jared, that you think that's too long.
Here we go. This is exactly why I said.
The length of the trip was not the point.
It's not the point.
The point was that Katie was trying to share a story and Jason and Jared both made it about themselves.
Yes, 100%.
That was the point.
100%. And it's not about being relatable. It's about you're not listening to what I want.
That's the only difference was Jared
about.
Realized he did it. Jason still doesn't
think
he did it.
That's true.
I didn't realize Matt was so good at life. Go ahead.
Good at life. You have to get mad at me because I'm pointing out your flaws.
Yes,
one,
he's just a good listener.
Many,
all Matt
one.
Does lately is point out flaws. I never point out all these bad flaws.
Don't get your panties in a wad.
All I do is compliment Matt. You know what?
Name another flaw I pointed out.
Yeah.
Name another flaw I pointed out.
Mine is
all
your
the
hair.
Time. You
that
hair.
Was today.
Give
just
me
today.
Another flaw. I didn't say your hair was a flaw. I never said your hair was a flaw. Okay. Name a flaw that I pointed out. I need examples. This is what you do. You ask for examples. Give me an example.
Off the top of my head, I cannot list it like this under pressure, but I will go
I
back.
I can almost
in
the see
segment.
The top of your head with that haircut.
There you go. Right
there. That's not a flaw. It's not a flaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just was excited to share it.
Yes.
I even anticipated all the things. I said I started the entire topic by saying you're gonna say it is the most Katie thing of all Katie things ever. I anticipate it. I know who we are and I know what we couldn't even get to it because Jason rolled with what he wanted to roll with and then didn't hear anything else. And then Jared, you did take a dump on it and I was just like, what is happening?
I apologize like immediately. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. And it was dumb.
No wonder why Carol last night when the guy came up at Walmart and said, are you Jason Goodman? I said, yeah. He goes, I was completely on your side this morning. And Carol was like, I don't want to hear that.
Of course, because it's asinine. Totally
I don't think
asinine.
Everybody's not.
I didn't say everybody, but I do think it is an asinine thought. And you made it into something that it wasn't. Okay. You did.
All right, fine. I'm doubling down, though.
I would expect nothing else.
I've done that, though. And I think
are you going to talk about the trip
no,
for once?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Not
why
going
did you bring
to.
It up today?
Because you're annoying. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did apologize. Off the air too. I felt like I was driving home, or not driving home. It was later in the day, and I felt bad because I was like, I was like, Katie's my friend, and if she's hurt by this, because I felt like you were. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, I seriously saw your soul get sucked out of you, and you know, and weird things happen on our show. Like, there's some things I bring up, and I think everything's fine, and I do the same thing where like, Jason's going to say this. Katie might say this. Matt might say this.
For it.
And then it's whatever I didn't think of is get said. And I'm like, I might leave feeling some sort of way.
You do. And then also, you know, because I was feeling all sorts of ways about it, I thought, you know, I come here to work. And yeah, we don't share everything on the air, but we do share everything off the air. And I'm like, I sit and I listen and I actively try to support or offer advice, or like you guys will seek me out for advice, and then I bring one thing that I'm hype about, and that's what happened. And it was just like,
it did not go well.
You bring things that you're hype about a lot.
Not a bucket list item. I mean, this is like a once in a lifetime trip that I'm saving, you know, whatever. It's just like,
not, what are the items on your bucket list besides
that's
the trip?
Definitely one of them.
That's just one.
Murder Jared and Jason on there.
It is now. And it's not the Morocco. It's not 10 days. It's like, this is a woman's retreat that I really wanted to go on, and all the things we're going to be doing. And you know, they don't always go well. It just,
maybe this will make you feel better. I have done a deep dive into Morocco, and I think it's a great place.
It does not make me feel better at all. And, it really does not.
We discussed, actually, Carol and I, because of what you said, going on a trip to Morocco.
I'm sure that you probably will.
He'll be there before you.
And he won't know how to spell it, but he'll go there first.
He'll potentially be there during the retreat.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then
that'll
come
ruin
back
the retreat.
And tell me all the things that
go,
I didn't
Matt.
Do.
There you go. I would ruin the retreat. How do you know I wouldn't make it better?
Because
Katie's
definitely would
trying
not.
To be with only females and get away from this show. She's not trying to get away from her kids or husband.
No.
She's trying to get away from this show for 10 days. And if anyone from the show followed her, it would ruin it. Period.
There might be a percentage of the kids, but because, you know, like a break.
There is definitely a
you
percentage.
You love your kids, but a percentage.
Yes. You know, I got to get back to myself.
Sure.
You know, for sure.